Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, your one stop for creative inspiration. We have a terrific hour of ideas and tips for you today, so let's get to it. Here's your host, Pat Sloan.
Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan, and our show today is going to have four international quilt guests. I just find this very exciting because there is quilting all around the world, and I thought it would be really fun to go and talk to four different people and groups and find out what they're doing in their countries with quilting. Now, the first person that we're going to talk to is a very good friend of mine. Her name is Marianne Bern-Goren, and she lives in France. And Marianne is a designer, and she also does a lot of shows and has patterns, and she and I actually met online, which is, of course, how I meet a lot of my quilt friends. But we met online in the internet community called, or an online community called Second Life many years ago. So let's go ahead and talk to Marianne and find out what quilting in France is like. Marianne's company is called The Cinnamon Patch. Hi, Marianne. How are you?
Hi, Pat. I'm fine, thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me to be a guest on your show.
Oh, this is so exciting. You know, people love your style. It is so fun and warm. Can you just describe a little bit about what your quilts look like for people?
Okay, my designs are principally mini quilts and wall hangings and pillows and other decorative items for the home. I generally don't embark on any large quilt projects because I'm not really... And this is a secret between you and me, Pat. I'm not really a quilter at all. I consider myself a bits and pieces quilter because I never actually learned how to quilt. But I studied fashion design and I always stitched and crafted. And one thing led to the other. I had an opportunity to set up a little creative business from my home. And I thought I could do things with felt. So I started working with wool felt, and I was particularly inspired by the primitive folk art style and penny rugs. Very much, I loved penny rugs.
Oh, yeah.
So I started creating my own penny rug inspired projects. First of all, to give as gifts to my family and friends, I tried them out on my family, and then an opportunity came up to actually try and make a business out of it, and that's how I started.
Now, you use a lot of felts that are brighter versus felts that are sort of the warm tone families. You have jewel tones and peaches and purples. What drew you to that, like, color palette?
Well, I found this collection of wool felts that are made in America from National Nonwovens, and I had been looking around for an interesting collection where I had a full range of colors and also heathered and plains to play around with, because it was you couldn't actually get, when I started out about 7 years ago, there were no wools available here in France. So this felt seemed like, a kind of a reasonably, also inexpensive way.
Right, it's a very reasonable price.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's certainly cost effective.
Yeah.
And I suppose I started playing around with about 50 colors, and then I started adding more. And what happens is, in fact, in order to be commercial, I think you've got to try and appeal to the largest, range of ideas and you have to please everybody, basically. And I suppose what also inspired me was the color range itself, because I do love working with color, and color is the kind of thing that inspires me the most. So I just had fun playing around with different colors. And I do tend to go for rich, deep colors. I like, as you say, those kind of jewel colors. But I think they're particularly effective when you're doing seasonal decorations or seasonal projects for autumn or for winter. I'm not so much of a pastel person, as you may have noticed. I'm not so, that's not my favorite. However, you do have to try and slip in the odd pastel.
For spring.
Design every now and then.
Now, 2011, you were the Orfil Designer of the Year for fall. Which month were you?
October.
Yes. So people can go out to the Orfil website and find one of your projects that they can download.
Yes, it was free. It was a wall hanging called Autumn Bounty, and it's very autumnal in its ideas, and it's a fun piece to make up.
Yeah. Now tell me a little bit about quilting in France. You know, are you a typical style, or is, you know, French quilting really all over the place like most quilting is?
Yes, I'd say it definitely is all over the place. Yeah. I'm not typical at all. Also, the fact that I'm not French at all, which might be worth noting.
Yeah.
I'm Irish American, born in America, raised in Ireland, but I've been in France for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So I suppose anything I do creatively still has an influence, you know, that kind of childhood influence from Ireland and from America. So what I do is very different to what other French designers are doing. However, I'm very much, I can relate very much to how we go about our work. We tend to mix our techniques quite a lot.
A lot of handwork. Do you?
A lot of handwork. Yeah. A lot of kind of useful. There aren't an awful lot of people that are doing sort of big quilts. We tend to go for creative projects for the home that you can embellish. You know, they can put together quickly, that you can embellish with hand embroidery, with applique. You can add ribbons and buttons and all sorts of different kinds of things, crochet and knitting are now very popular again. And remember, in France, there actually isn't a huge a tradition of patchwork. Certainly not with recent generations. Although the Amish movement, actually, the birthplace of the Amish movement was in France, in Alsace, in the east of France, but that's going back to the 16th, 17th century.
This way back.
Yes, that goes way back. But people were very much influenced by Japanese quilting, modern Japanese quilting. I don't know whether you're familiar with that, Pat, but with designers like Yoko Saito.
Yes.
Her designs were introduced into France about 10 years ago, and gosh, they just took everybody by surprise. It was just so amazingly exquisite. These tiny hand-pieced blocks with all the lovely embroidery that she adds to it. And so we've definitely been influenced by that kind of patchwork, also by the lovely textured fabrics that she uses, all those taupe colors, and that's very much a part of French quilting today.
So when you do go out yourself and you vend at shows, because you take you take and create a designer booth, what is like a quilt show in France like?
Most of the shows are more kind of craft and hobby, so they're not specifically needlework.
Okay.
So you have all kinds of things going on, you know, scrapbooking, paper crafts, picture framing, painting, all that kind of thing. There are three needlework and patchwork only shows, which are very, very special. And one of them is in Paris. It's called Aiguille en Fête, and that one, it's every February, and we just finished that a couple of weeks ago, and that is turning into a really, really interesting show, bringing together exhibitors and designers from all over the world now. But it's very different to what I have seen when I go to America and when I visit the quilt market. And so otherwise, as I said, we tend to mix with craft as well, so you'll have all sorts of interesting things going on. Crochet, you can have the speed knitting competitions, for example. Yes. How to, you know, knit 150 stitches in 1 minute.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I wonder if we can have a speed stitching one at one
a
of the
speed
quilts.
Yes, that would be fun.
Do a bunch of embroidery. So why don't you describe a little bit about what your most current project is? You know, your current pattern, you know, and people can buy that. You know, can they buy it from you?
Yes. Well, I've just published a new book with my favorite publisher, who's Edition de Saxe. This is my third book with them. It's a bilingual book, which is available. In fact, my patterns are distributed in America. The wholesaler is Brewer, who actually sells to retail stores in America. So you can actually get my books and patterns in America. Otherwise, in France, I sell through my website. I also, I'm largely distributed through the wholesale
right.
network of to shops in France and in other European countries. We sell a lot. We obviously work outside of France because France is not such a big country. So we work a lot in Holland, in Belgium, in Italy, in Spain, in the UK, in all, you know, all different parts of the, right. the European continent.
So what's in your book? What kind of projects do you have in the newest one?
Okay, again, I'm still with, you know, all wool felt.
Yes.
I haven't mixed any fabric in this time. Useful projects for the studio or for your office. I've done, I can't think of the name in English.
Oh.
folders and files to put away your, you know, inspirational ideas into.
Right.
A lot of 3D things that you can actually put things, you can tidy stuff away into. But I've used my usual applique, you know, floral applique.
Mm-hmm.
And I've my color inspiration this time, it's very different to what I usually do. I've mixed a lot of white.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think there's kind of a Scandinavian feeling to what I've done. It's white and red and white and blue and white and green.
Oh, nice.
So it's a little bit fresher and a little bit more young and, I suppose, fun and modern. So I'm hoping that it's going to be successful. Also, very importantly, I started using the AccuQuilt Go dyes, and I designed several of the new designs using my Go Baby. So that's my new my exciting news for the moment.
Oh, that's really fun. Now, I want to tell people they can go to your website, thecinnamonpatch.com.
Yes,
and they can check out and they can look and see some pictures of your projects. And that way, you know, if they're interested in looking for your things in your local store, they can ask their shop to take
exactly.
a look there.
Yes. And, of course, I have a Facebook page for the Cinnamon Patch.
Okay.
And my own Facebook page. So I'm always happy to chat and, you know, exchange creative ideas to people that are surfing around and, you know.
Yeah, want to know more. That's right. Oh, Marianne, this has been so fun to have you on and talk about your quilting.
Thank you very much, Pat, and look forward to seeing you soon on the other side of the ocean.
Right. Are you going to be at Spring Market?
I hope so.
Okay.
I have to book that ticket soon. So
yes.
Look forward to seeing you, Pat.
Okay, good. We've been talking to Marianne Byrne-Gorin of thecinnamonpatch.com, and we're going to take a little break. This is American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host. When we come back, we're going to talk a bit about quilting in South Africa.
Choose from more than 100 of your favorite patterns from American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilts and More, and Quilt Sampler, all available online. Buy downloadable patterns today at apqshop.com.
We're back at the Spring 2012 Moda Fabrics Fashion Show. You can just feel the excitement. Minnick and Simpson are back with Prairie Paisley 2, a collection with the rich, layered look of a well-loved fabric stash. Here comes Sandy Gervais getting sassy with this bright and cheerful line. Up next, Deb Strain's Tend the Earth is bringing the peaceful feeling of a garden to the runway. Ooh la la, it's Bunny Hill Designs, and baby's going to Paris. Stay tuned for more runway reporting, and visit your local quilt shop to see these fashionable lines and more from Moda Fabrics.
Did you know you can find your favorite books from C&T Publishing available as ebooks at ctpub.com? From new releases to classics, there are hundreds of titles to choose from. Ebooks are instant and immediate. No more waiting around for a printed book to be delivered. They take up less space and are easily portable. Plus, ebooks use very few natural resources. Look for the ebook sale button at ctpub.com to save 20% on your ebook purchase. Start browsing now at ctpub.com.
Looking for fresh, simple, and fun projects and ideas? Check out the current issue of Quilts and More magazine at your local quilt shop or on newsstands. We're listening to you. Comment on today's show and tell us your ideas for future shows. Visit the contact page on our website, allpeoplequilt.com. Now, back to the show. Here's Pat.
Welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan, and this is just so exciting to be talking to quilters internationally today, all across the world. And my next guests are two gentlemen that are producing a new quilt show in South Africa. And lucky me, I'm going to be there teaching, and I just thought it would be totally awesome to have them on to talk about the show and a little bit about quilting in South Africa. So I have Owen Calvary. Owen, I'm messing that up. And Leon Van Vuren. So hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Pat. Hi there.
So tell me, you know, first, Owen, why don't you tell me what it is that you personally do within the quilt industry in South Africa?
Okay, I'm a non-quilter. I get involved with all aspects of quilts except making them. I help design them. Mm-hmm. I'm married to an avid art quilter and fabric artist, fiber artist. Sharon invariably gets me to check her dimensions for her, and as a result that I got involved as well with the quilting. Mm-hmm. I flatly refuse to sit behind the sewing machine unless it's broken. If it's broken, then I'll help her fix it, but that's sort of my involvement there. What we do mainly is we produce two magazines for the craft industry. And craft-wise is
I was gonna say one of them is not quilting but crafting, right?
That's right, it's all craft with a little bit of quilting as well, and we discovered there was a much greater interest in the quilting, so we spun a magazine off. And that one is called Stitches, which deals with sewing, knitting, crochet, quilting, embroidery, the whole spectrum.
Oh, fun.
Of all of those, obviously, quilting is the largest. So, yeah, we that's what we do from day to day.
So, Leon, what part of the quilt industry do you work in South Africa?
I'm here. I can hear you now.
Okay, good. So we're on Skype, everybody. So sometimes, you know, U.S. to South Africa, it's like a long way. So, Leon, what do you do within the quilt industry?
The distributor wholesaler of quilt products. We carry a line of all the quilting fabrics and notions.
I'll go ahead and finish for Leon for 1 second. He's the main distributor, I think, Owen, right, of all the products. Yeah. So the two of you decided one day, I guess you were just hanging out and decided, or you and Sharon also, Sharon and Owen and Leon all decided that you should put on a quilt show. You know, were you like crazy? That's a big job.
Probably suicidal would be a better description on this one. Yeah, it is one of those things that evolved from a few brief informal discussions. And over the last 3 years, it's sort of grown stronger and more structured. And then one day we decided now is the point, let's sit down and see if this is viable.
Right.
And it definitely looked like it. So here we are.
The website, I'm going to tell everybody so they can go out and check it out, is IQCAfrica.nig.com. So IQCAfrica.nig.com. So they can go out and see all about the show. What is going on in quilting in South Africa? What type of quilting is done there? Your wife, Sharon, she loves art quilts, but what other kind of quilting is happening?
There is quite a large grouping doing traditional quilts, patchwork. American patchwork is very strong. That is very structured, obviously. As you know, there's a lot of applique work. And then, as you mentioned, the art quilting and fiber art is becoming very popular. And we're seeing a lot of growth and a lot of demand from our readers as well, to learn more about the products, learn more about the techniques.
And that
seems to be where we're heading at the moment.
So, Leon, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, what is? Can you tell me a little bit about the fabrics that South African quilters like to buy?
Okay, the South African quilters, they're more into the traditional darker colors, the burgundies, tans, bottle greens, more traditional quilting. Quilting contract into more.
So what are the size of the quilt shops in your area? You know,
popular.
Are your quilt shops on the smaller side? Do you have sort of mega shops in your area?
They've always traditionally been smaller shops. And they are now starting to go into some of the big...
So you're starting to get a few bigger shops now? Oh, we're getting Leon sort of crackling in and out a little bit there.
The part of the tradition has always been smaller shops, many of them being at homes.
Cool. So I'm going to go ahead and switch back to Owen for a minute. Yeah, we're having a lot of crackling on Leon's. So Owen, the quilters that are in South Africa have already been doing. You have guilds, and they've been doing shows of their own. What are their shows like? What is the guilds like in South Africa?
Well, we've got a very strong movement here in the quilting sector. We've got the South African Quilters Guild, which is the umbrella body. Mm-hmm. A lot of good friends serving on the central committee there. Mm-hmm. Then we've got regional guilds all over the country, and they've been going for quite a number of years, very strong, very active. Mm-hmm. It is true that the average age is relatively high. I've got to be careful there because I'm no youngster myself.
Yeah, be careful there.
Relatively high. Yeah. The average age is sort of middle age. Let's be gentle.
Yeah. Well, I think that's worldwide, you know. It's I think you need the time and maybe the money to put into the hobby at some point. It doesn't happen as strongly when you're young and building a family.
That's true.
Let's talk about your show, because this is so exciting. How many teachers, tell us about the teachers coming in from international and your South African teachers.
Okay, well, let's take the internationals. We now have 7.
Yay.
Obviously, it includes that great lady, Pat Sloan. You have heard of her. We've got me and my sister, Bob and Mary, the twins. We've got Cynthia England. We are very thrilled to have Cynthia. She was a late horse. Mm-hmm. We managed to grab her, was it last year, October, November? Mm-hmm. And it was one of those really lucky things. Then we've got Susan Brubaker Knapp. Mm-hmm. Very, very popular. Her classes are booking up very strongly. I might just warn you. We've got Jody Barrows, Square in a Square Jody. Mm-hmm. She's coming to teach the South Africans how to use her system. Who else? We have
Dina from
Dina
Crane.
Yeah. Now, Dina is American, but she's African as well. She's got a foot in both worlds, two continents. So she's joining us. And then we've got a number of local ladies. Mm-hmm. One of them is very exciting. It's a young lady by the name of Volna de Beer. She's one of those ladies who hasn't been quilting for hundreds of years, but she dived in feet first.
Yeah.
And she produces the most amazing quilts, 3D quilts with all kinds of amazing 3D effects on them.
Uh-huh.
So we've roped her in. We've got Talene Jeffrey, who's doing a more traditional fabric mosaic. Mm-hmm. Raw edge free motion technique that she's going to teach. Then we've got two ladies working together, Susan and Wendy. They're doing a... what do you call it? Two ladies working together at the same time as a team.
Yeah.
A tag team.
A tag team of quilting
teaching. Tag team. I lost the words there. They're going to teach slicing and slashing the easy way.
Ah, good.
So if we'd wrap the whole lot. Oh, we've got one more. Sorry, Sue Prince, who's a very well-known South African. Actually, also a bit of American accent there somewhere along the line. Mm-hmm. Non-South African accent, but she's been living here a long, long time. She's teaching a design course.
Great.
Very,
and you're going to have a
mixed bag.
And you'll have a show and vendors also. For it's just going to be fabulous. What kind of quilts will you have showing?
We've got exhibitions, a couple of local exhibitions. We've got our own challenge, which is Dreams. The theme is Dreams. Mm-hmm. That's open to all people residing in Africa. So we've thrown that open to all the North, East, West Africans as well. And we're getting some very exciting responses back from them.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Kenya, obviously, Botswana. We've even had a response from the Middle East. So there's a surprise coming from that side.
Good.
Then we've got an exhibit from Europe, the European Patchwork Meeting. They're sending out a very big exhibit for us. Google Laporte will be coming out as well herself to explain what the quilt's all about. She'll do the talking with that. We've got an American collection. Leon, help me out here. Are you there?
Leon, are you there?
I'm listening to you. Yeah. Ina's coming back with us.
Yeah. So why don't we go ahead and let Leon tell us a little bit about the vendors, since we'll probably have to wrap up the segment here.
Okay. Yeah. They will all be there showing off their stuff. All the sewing machine companies.
Mm-hmm.
The products being launched.
And there'll be a lot of demos,
as
right?
As well as Handy Quilter.
Oh, good. Good, good. So people will be doing, besides having selling wares, you'll be having demos and things?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, guys, this has been, pretty cool to learn about a brand new show in South Africa. It's an exciting adventure for you.
It's a very, very exciting thing. I think there's one little thing that we've just left off there was the American Patchwork Quilting Theatre.
Oh, yes.
Which was right at the end that we added that on. And obviously, Pat, you know all about that one.
Right. Jennifer Keltner.
Coming out. Yes.
Yep. She's going to be.
She's coming out. And we've got Kim Brunner from Handy Quilter. She's coming to do dems. And we've got Ted Hoffman from Clothworks Fabrics.
Great.
Ted's going to charm ladies and he's going to explain to them all about fabric, how the fabric is made, how it's distributed, the whole package deal.
Wow. I'm just really excited to be meeting the quilters from South Africa. I just think it is going to be an extraordinary experience and I appreciate being asked to come.
We are looking so forward to having you. You cannot believe it. We've rolled out the elephants. We've cleared the lines out the driveways. It's safe for you.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to it. So I'm going to see you guys this summer, the end of July. The show is July 27th, 28th, and 29th of 2012. And so thank you, Owen and Leon, for talking about the International Quilt Convention of Africa.
Thank you very much, Pat. If I may correct the web address.
Oh, okay. Say the web address one more time.
It's iqcafrica.com.
So, everybody, thank you so much for being here. And we're going to take a little break and we'll be back with more American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.
Do you have a recent project to share? Post a photo of your latest quilt project in our show and tell section at allpeoplequilt.com.
Whatever your style, whatever your skill, you'll find everything you need to start sewing today at PatternSpot.com, the downloadable pattern marketplace. It's a one-stop shop with hundreds of designers and thousands of patterns, all online under one virtual roof. Go to PatternSpot.com and sign up for our email list to get 20% off your next purchase. From quilts, home decor, and wearables to fabric crafts and accessories, PatternSpot.com is your one-stop pattern shop.
Welcome to the Spring 2012 Moda Fabrics Fashion Show. We've got a great lineup for you today. Entering with the Spin Twirl by Me and My Sister Designs brings a playful and fun vibe to the runway. Oh, Hello Luscious by Basic Gray. You looking good, girl. Up next, Reunion by Sweetwater offers a fresh take on navy by pairing it with gray and happy shades of green, yellow, and red. Look who's coming now. It's the Berenstain Bears, a childhood favorite. Stay tuned for more runway reporting and visit your local quilt shop to see these fashionable lines and more from Moda Fabrics.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Keltner, Executive Editor of American Patchwork and Quilting, and I'd like to invite you to join me in making a pillowcase and making a difference. It's easy. Make and donate pillowcases in your local community. Use your favorite pattern or choose from one of the free patterns at allpeoplequilt.com. Whether you sew pillowcases with a group or by yourself, you can help someone less fortunate. You could donate them to a women's shelter, boys or girls club, homeless shelter, veterans home, or any other organization you know of in need. Once you donate the pillowcases, log on to allpeoplequilt.com. Click on the box in the upper right-hand corner for the 1 million pillowcase challenge and enter the number of pillowcases you created to our national tally. We know quilting changes everything, and we're out to show the world just how much quilters care. Please join the American Patchwork and Quilting 1 million pillowcase challenge. We're counting on you.
Welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan, and this is our segment where I'm talking with four different designers and quilt industry people from across the world today. And I want to recap from talking to Leon and Owen about the South African convention. I want to be sure you understood that Jennifer Keltner is also from American Patchwork and Quilting. The editor is going to be at the show doing presentations, lectures during the show days every day, and you can go to their website and see that schedule of when she'll be speaking. So if you're able to attend the show, be sure that you catch Jennifer's presentations. So now we're gonna scoot over to Norway, and I am so lucky. When I go to the trade shows, they are international trade shows, and we have quilters come from all over the world. And I've met Venki Wolf Hatling from Norway by accident. I was doing a demo. She and her husband came in the booth to watch the demo, and they have a lovely store in Norway. So she does videos for her customers and her internet business, and she's also a designer. So I thought, oh, what's perfect? Let's have Venki on here so that she can tell us about quilting in Norway. So welcome. How are you today?
Hello, Pat, and thanks for calling me in Norway. Yes. It's so nice to be on the show.
I think it's wonderful. I mean, we don't get to meet people from Norway that often here in the U.S.
Yeah, it's an excellent, I think the quilt markets are an excellent way to make friends, quilting friends.
Oh, absolutely. And the internet too, isn't that true?
Yeah, okay. Blogs and YouTube. It's wonderful.
So tell me a little bit about the style of quilts that you personally do.
Yeah, I'm a pattern designer, and I make a lot of quilts. I also make small projects like table runners, cushions, mm-hmm. and bags. Mm-hmm. So I have been designing patterns for about 10 years now, and Northern Quilts, it's my brand name of my mm-hmm. patterns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So and you're... And your mm-hmm. website is, let's give them your website name.
That's www.northernquilts.no, like yes. no, that's short right. for Norway, you know.
Norway, yeah.
Yeah, no for Norway. Okay.
No for Norway. So what? Yeah. You actually have a physical store as well.
Yes, I have both a web shop and a physical store in a small city. And you see, the Norway is a very small country. We are only about 5 million inhabitants in Norway. So I think maybe just 10,000 quilters. Mm-hmm. And my city is in the middle of Norway, and it's small. It has about 20,000 inhabitants and a small quilt guild.
Well, so, that's nice. You at least have a quilt guild. That's good.
Yeah. That's very good. So, but I think I think almost every shop in Scandinavia need a web presentation to be on the internet and have a web shop mm-hmm. so they can reach customers all over Scandinavia. So I do that with my quilts and patterns.
And I love that you do the YouTube videos. It was such a riot to, and it was a pleasure for me to be featured on yours, even though I flubbed up on one.
No, you didn't. It was real life.
It was. It was real life. We're like, okay, that's good. I didn't open the rotary cutter to show you how to use it. Yes. So you do a lot of videos, right?
Yes, I know not a lot of videos. I have visited the international quilt market in the United States a couple of times. And sometimes with my husband, mm-hmm. So as I think, I'd like to present the new things that happens in at the international quilt market for my customers.
That's smart.
So,
because, you know, everybody wants to see how it's going. Yeah,
and I'd like to see new fabric collections and new notions, and blogs and YouTube are excellent ways of connecting with your customers.
So what type of like fabrics and things do the quilters in Norway like? Is it everything, or do you find that you specialize a little bit more?
Well, I think Scandinavia or Norway is a bit different than the ordinary U.S. shop, I would think. There are very few quilters here, but I know Scandinavian quilters in Sweden and Denmark. And I have a shop that is quite big by Scandinavian standards, and I try to have a selection of fabrics that appeals to different kind of quilters, like something or everything. So I import my fabrics from the United States, like the Moda fabrics. And I also do some importing from Japan with Japanese fabrics. That's very popular. And I also import fabrics from Germany. They have a fabric producer there that is very, very good.
I didn't know that.
No, they're called Westfalen. Yeah, like rustic, woven, traditional fabrics. So my shop has a big selection of reproduction fabrics. I'm also doing a reproduction club with a friend in Denmark. And we design patterns using reproduction fabrics, and we write about women and fabric history. That's very nice. And events like the U.S. Civil War and what colors that were used in the earliest printing of cotton fabrics. So, and we make then a fabric selection and a pattern to go. So the club members get a bundle with reproduction fabrics.
Oh, that's so, people love that, don't they? Because then it's easy, so that's universal to quilters across the world.
And I also like to have something to read, because I think also history and tradition is something you connect with your quilting craft by reading about it. So I think maybe also Scandinavian quilters like a lot of different fabrics. They like, but mostly muted colors and classic colors. Red and white and blue and white are always popular.
Do you actually have quilt shows in Norway? Do you host a quilt show?
Not like the one you have in the United States.
We do have all sizes of shows
Do. We don't have the same tradition for quilt show. We don't have that. But we have a Norwegian, the National Quilt Guild in Norway. They have a big show at their annual meeting. And that's like a quilt festival with different classes and it's exhibitions. And a lot of shops are vending. So that's a very, very big event in Norway. Yeah, and it's going to be great, I think. It's March this year. And also in this year we have the National Quilt Guilds in Scandinavia, also both from Norway and Denmark and Sweden. They are going together and they're going to have this big quilt show in Denmark in May. So a lot of quilters, they visit each other's countries to be at the shows.
Ah, that sounds like so much fun. Yeah. So tell me, Venka, about your patterns. Like, what is your newest design that's out right now?
I have so many patterns.
I know. You're prolific.
I think I have done about 150 patterns in total. I've been designing for 10 years. So I have self-published 4 booklets, one with a red work stitchery quilt. I have a booklet with a block of the month quilt. I like to combine stitchery and applique and just with block design. And I also design some small booklets with stitchery designs, with small and easy projects like functional items, book covers, gift bags, and placemats and small quilts.
I love on your blog right now, which is in February, you have the little keeper with the chicks on it.
It's a hot pocket. It's a hot pocket for eggs. It's an egg warmer. It's a functional item, you see.
Yes, and well, of course, my eggs should all be warm and cute.
So you can also make this as just ordinary sewing, but you can also stitch the little chick on in the egg, so you can make it for Easter, as an Easter decoration.
That's what I thought. It looked really cute for the holidays. You could put rolls in it instead of eggs.
You could. So I've also done some applique patterns. You can see this on my blog. It's called Waiting for Spring. It's cushions with very colorful applique in lime and yellow and royal blue. And I like also to make applique on linen. Half linen is very good.
Ah. So you have a lot of linen in your country? Do you use linen a lot?
Yeah, we do. We do. And I like the half linen. That's 50% linen and 50% cotton. Okay. It's very soft and easy to work with. So, and it also has a kind of texture in the fabric. It's heavier and very nice.
Now, you have some news that you're going to be coming. Is it a spring trade show this year?
Yeah, I'm so happy about this.
Well, tell us.
I'll be vending this year at the International Quilt Market in Kansas in May. I'm working on my patterns now to be translated into English. So I will be printing my patterns in the United States and be at market to try to promote Scandinavian design.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm very, very happy for you.
Thank you. You have, I think you have U.S. design and you have Australian design and Japanese design. So why not Scandinavian design?
Well, I think it's perfect. I think it's just, you know, people are going to be really excited to see your work. It's adorable.
It's like maybe a bit different, the Scandinavian way of quilting, but I think you... Well, I'm so looking forward to do this.
Are you going to be traveling, bring somebody with you this time, or will you be by yourself?
No, I will be by my husband. He's coming. He's his free help.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Muscle. He can put the booth together for you. That's
So and maybe get me some coffee. Well,
that's
waiting.
Right. Get you coffee. Yeah. That's right. Wow. Yeah, that's really, really exciting. So tell me, you have a newsletter. Is it in English or?
It's in Sweden, but I'm working on having an English newsletter also. I think that when a lot of more of my patterns will be in English text, then I can really promote my patterns for the English and the U.S. market.
Right, right. And people can look at your blog and do a blog conversion so they can read it. Yeah. And like right now, you sprinkle in some English anyways on your blog.
Yes, I do. I try to blog in both Norwegian and English, and you can do a translation if you long to.
Right. You're so good to us. There's not many of us read Norwegian. Okay, this is, you know, this has been wonderful, Venki, because, you know, we just love hearing about quilting all across the world, and I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you. It's been nice to be here. I hope I have told you something about me, and please visit my blog and my website to see who I am and my patterns.
Yes, so this is we've been talking to Venki Wolf-Hatling, and her website, her blog is northernquilts.blogspot.com, and her website is northernquilts.no. So thank you. I will see you in a few months.
Thank you, Pat. We'll be seeing you.
Okay. This is American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We have one more segment, so stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Find a quilt shop near you that carries the latest issues of Quilt Sampler and Quilts & More magazines, go to allpeoplequilt.com and click on Find a Shop.
Welcome back to the Spring 2012 Moda Fabrics Fashion Show. And what a show it is!
Strutting down the runway with a fizzle and pop is Pezzi Print by American Jane. Now it's Kate Spain, showcasing waterfalls of color and good fortune. Chloe's Closet is here with a peachy keen idea, combining two classic favorites, flannel and 30s prints. Next, let's take a walk in the woods with Anila Hoy and discover enchanting storybook characters. Stay tuned for more runway reporting and visit your local quilt shop to see these fashionable lines and more from Moda Fabrics.
At Stash Books, we work to inspire you to use fabric to create a beautiful handmade lifestyle. We're passionate about inspirational designs, accurate instructions, and finding authors that you want to know and learn from. Visit StashBooks.com for a behind-the-scenes look at this season's new releases, including Modern Minimal by Elisa Haight Carlton, Modern Patchwork by Elizabeth Hartman, and much more. Sign up for our email list at StashBooks.com and get 20% off your next order.
Here's a special offer just for radio listeners. Get 2 full years of American Patchwork and Quilting delivered right to your door for less than half the cost on the newsstand. You won't miss an issue that's packed with never-before-seen projects from top designers, complete materials lists for all projects, and easy-to-use pull-out patterns and quilting diagrams. Subscribe today online, and you'll also get a free downloadable pattern. Check it out. Go to allpeoplequilt.com.
Editors share their tips, ideas, and techniques by visiting allpeoplequilt.com and clicking on Watch Videos.
Welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan, and this is the last segment of our world tour of quilting. We have been to France to talk to Marianne. We have been to South Africa to talk to Leon and Owen about the new show in South Africa. We were out to Norway to talk to Venki, and now we are skipping over to Australia. And Australia has an enormous, strong quilting population. You know, there's lots and lots of quilters in Australia with the magazines and everything that they do over there. And I'm so delighted to be able to bring Gail Pan on today to talk to us about quilting in Australia. So, you know, Gail has just a beautiful design. You're just going to love it if you haven't already met her. So, Gail, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is exciting. We got you up not too early, I understand. So
No. Not too early.
So tell me a little bit about your personal quilt style, what you like to do.
Well, mainly most of my quilts and projects, because I do other things as well as quilts, mm-hmm. I usually like to put some kind of stitchery or embroidery on them. Mm-hmm. And if I don't do that, then I'll do some needle turn applique, which I really love. So I like to mix piecing and stitching together to make a different look. And I also try to make it, you know, so when you look at something, it looks like mine. It looks like a Gail Pan design. So,
yeah, and I, you know, it's interesting, isn't it, how everybody who does a lot with applique and stitcheries, it's your hand drawing and it's your personality, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Everything I draw comes straight from my hand, so that's what comes out. And sometimes I try to be a little bit different and it doesn't work, so... It's nice to be able to have your own style.
So how did you get into quilting? When did this start for you?
Well, I've always done a lot of crafting ever since I was really young. Mm-hmm. My mum's a dressmaker, so I've always been sewing with scraps and mm-hmm. doing all sorts. And then I decided to get into cross-stitch, so I was very heavily into cross-stitch for a while there, and which I absolutely still love.
Right, that's probably why you like threads so much too, if you've done a lot of cross stitch with your, you know, using the stitchery now.
Yeah, I just love any kind of thread. So, and then I decided that stitcheries were a lot quicker than cross stitch, and mm-hmm. I had some young children, and I decided I was always changing somebody's patterns and adding my own element. Mm-hmm. And a couple of girlfriends decided to start up a quilt shop.
Oh, fun.
Will you design some patterns for us? So I went, okay.
Okay. Why not? Right? Yeah. Right. You have nothing else to do, right? Why not?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's really neat. You know, coming, you know, and hearing how you like thread so much, I think that that really shows with the embroidery that you do and the things like that. I'm pulling up right now on your website, your Flowerdale quilt with the app. This one has applique and patchwork. That yeah. seems to be a theme that's really popular right now. Particularly, I mean, even the Marianne in France and Venka in Norway were doing patchwork with their appliques and their stitchery. Where do you see that in the scheme of like Australian quilting?
Oh, it's very big in Australia. You find a lot of designers here. They always have some kind of their own design element on it with mm-hmm. applique or stitchery. It's you don't usually get a lot of just pieced quilts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You usually get a lot of different styles of stitchery and applique and also a blend of both.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll mix them up. I'll stitch a piece and then applique it onto the project. So
do you find like Australians might not be quite as afraid of the A word as we call it here in the US? There's like a whole segment of people who are like, it's applique, it's the A word. You know, the Australians don't seem to be afraid of that handwork.
No, we absolutely love it over here. So, I find that because we do a lot of social stitching together, there's always some handwork
mm-hmm,
that you
mm-hmm.
take along with you. So everybody that I know is always doing some kind of handwork.
It's perfect, isn't it? You hang out with people and you stitch.
That's right, yeah.
So do you have a personal group right now, you know, where you live that you stitch with like monthly or even more?
Yeah, actually just last night I had a group of girls over at my place. So
oh, fun.
Came around and did some stitching together, although the first hour is usually catching up and show and tell and seeing
right.
what everybody's up to. So, and it's really good. We meet once a month and we just go to each person's house.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah, it's really good fun to catch up.
Now, you also like, when you're doing your embroidery, you also like to add in a chain stitch. Can you talk a little bit about that and why you like it?
I think it's nice to have a little bit of dimension mm-hmm. on your piece, and also because it can create a thicker line, it can stand out a little bit more, and just be a little bit different. I do a lot of backstitch, but I like to add in chain stitch and French knots and lazy daisy flowers and leaves, just to really give that whole different dimension to your piece. So, yeah, chain stitch is certainly one of those ones that once you master, you really enjoy.
Yeah, I've not tried that for other than making like a flower or something like that. So I'm really going to have to give it a go. Now, when you're doing embroidery again, are you using a hoop? Is that real standard for you, or how do you do your embroidery?
Yes, I do use a hoop. I never used to, mm-hmm. and as I started doing pieces of embroidery, I decided I would use a hoop. Now I've got about 20, one for each project in the spring bag. So, yeah, definitely just sure that it's tight but not too tight. And I think it definitely helps to get that tension right and to give you a nice smooth look.
So are you putting, like, batting behind yours or another piece of fabric to hide your threads like some people do?
I actually use an interfacing rather than a batting.
Okay.
So mine, with the batting, it looks a bit quilted when you're stitching.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to use a very lightweight interfacing that you can iron on.
Mm-hmm.
So it hides your stitches, mm-hmm. but it doesn't give a quilted look. So that's just my preference.
Yeah. Oh, good tip. So tell me, what are the stores like in Australia, the quilt stores, for those of us who have never been there?
Oh, they're wonderful. my favorite store up in Foothills and Tacoma, that's mm-hmm. just a mix of everything you could possibly want. And mm-hmm. you sort of go in there and like, wow, where do I start? But I've got quite a few favourite stores, actually. So they're usually a mix of things. Sometimes you might get a specialised store that might just mainly do reproductions or mm-hmm. a store that will specialise in bright fabrics. But I think just to walk into a fabric store is just like, wow, you know, what do I, where do I start? And I'm always, when I'm buying things, looking around thinking, have I missed anything?
Yeah, so. I know. It's heaven, isn't it? Just like universal heaven. It doesn't matter what country you go to. A quilter wants to go to the quilt store. It's like... Now, you particularly have a very soft palette that you work in. When you shop, do you go out of your published quilt range for buying? You know, will you go out and buy lime green, or is that just like, oh, no, not a Gale fabric?
Yeah, pretty much stick to my palette. I'll look at some fabric and I just love it, but I think it just won't work for me. So,
yeah.
And I've got an old house here in Australia, so the brights definitely don't mix with the house that I live in. So it's more a reproduction type of house. So, yeah, I pretty much stick to – and people usually, if they're with me, they go, yep, that's you.
So, yeah. They can shop for you. Is that it? They can so oh, that's a
yes, definitely.
Now, what part of Australia do you live in?
I live in Melbourne, on the outskirts of Melbourne, at the foot of the Dandenong Ranges. So it's actually called Upper Ferntree Gully, which is quite a mouthful, but it's a beautiful area with it's hilly and lots of trees and nature. And I was brought up here, so I haven't gone very far, so I love it here. Yeah.
So in Australia, do you – I'm pretty sure you have quilt shows, you know, where everybody comes and there's classes and everything. Do they have those a couple times a year? Or because you're a very large country, but you have sort of concentrations of people. So are those – do you venture out to shows in other areas of Australia?
We have we have a big quilt show in Melbourne, which is coming up in April, the Australian Quilt Convention, which I always go to. I'm lucky enough that it's in my hometown. But there's always a show, a big, you know, like one of those big commercial craft shows in every city around Australia, which a lot of the shops will go to every show. And then you will have your local guilds will put on a show probably every second year. Sometimes. Some of the shops will, you know, sponsor a quilt show or something. But, I do like to go to as many as I can.
Yeah, isn't it inspirational when you go to a show and just see the things people are doing?
Oh, yeah. And it's just wonderful to see quilts in real life to get up close and have a really good look.
So when your guilds that are in Australia, are they large? Are they like in the 50 to over 100, or are they, you know, sort of smaller guilds, or is there just the whole range?
Yeah, there's the whole range. You get both. A couple of my friends are part of a group called Cottontails, and there might be only about 20 in there. And then you'll get Waverley Quilters or Pakenham Quilters. I'm part of Pakenham Quilters, and there's, you know, over 100 to 200 in that group. So you get the different scales, I suppose.
Yeah, it's pretty common then across the world, I think. So I have to congratulate you. You're the one of the designers for 2012 for Aurifil. You feature, which month is yours?
I'm April, which...
April!
So it's coming up soon. So I was just thrilled when you asked me to be a part of that. It was just... very exciting, and I loved working with the threads. So I hope everybody loves my block.
Oh, yes, and I've had a sneak peek. So, yes, your block is totally, totally Gale and totally adorable. They're going to love it. That's
Thank you.
So, Gale, this has just been wonderful. I want to give your site. It's galepandesigns.typepad.com, and you links on where your patterns are, where people can find you teaching and all that good stuff, right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
So, Gale, this has just been so wonderful. Will I see you at any of the shows here in the U.S. this year?
I will be coming to Spring Market in May.
Good.
I'll definitely be there, and I am also coming to Houston this year. So
fabulous.
Very excited, so I'll catch up with you then.
Okay, I'll see you then. Well, thank you so much for being here. You have a great day.
Thank you. You're welcome. You too.
This has been another great episode of American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan. Please visit us online at allpeoplequilt.com and come back next week for an all-new show. Bye-bye.
Remember to visit allpeoplequilt.com for more information on topics from today's show, as well as how-to videos, free printable patterns, and additional tips and techniques. Thanks for listening to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.